This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I love it. I love joining you every single week. This is the highlight of my week. We put in a lot of work to get here each week on the program, and hopefully you'll hear more of us in the very near future. I'm not giving anything away. I'm just saying. And I knew that would draw my producer, my sidekick down in Dallas at the Salem Radio Network studios, running the show behind the scenes that brings it to you every single week.
Yes.
Sean, how are you? I know you're looking. You keep saying, "Why do you say that? You're not telling me."
Yeah, you know, they don't tell me anything here. I'm just here, and that's the crazy.
Nobody thing. Asks my opinion. I just give it. That's the beauty of this microphone, you know.
And that's the crazy thing. I work for the network, you know, other than Armed American Radio, and it's shocking because a lot of PDs that when they call and they hear my voice, I'm like, aren't you Shanto? Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you know, there's some crazy stuff going on in Indiana.
Really?
Yeah, I have a great guest today on for this hour of Armed American Radio, Lee Williams. I'm going to go right to him because we want to treat Lee more like a co-host. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Love the whole co-host. We're grooming him, and he doesn't even know it. Oh, wait, we just said that, didn't we?
And he can hear, okay?
I know he can hear. He's listening to it in his ear because we're going to bring him to the show. Lee Williams, the gun writer down at Sarasota, the Herald Tribune. How you doing today, my friend?
It is great to be back.
Talking about you behind your back on national radio, isn't that brutal?
That's just wrong.
Well, let me tell you, as a Floridian, like, I support your right to go armed while wearing flip-flops.
I bet you look like a hot mess.
That's what the chick at Starbucks said, baby. She said, that girl in front of you just paid you forward. I turned around to look to see if there was another pretty girl behind me. And it was an old, fat, white guy. But I did the right thing, you know.
Oh, my.
Ooh. His tab wound up being $18. He ordered the menu, man.
Wow. That's crazy.
Which at Starbucks is a Trenta-size coffee with what, Lee? An extra shot in it or something like that?
God knows what's in those $7 coffees.
Isn't that crazy?
What is a Trenta?
Bigger than a venti. Oh. I actually know this stuff. It kills me. I used to be scared to death. Hey, Lee, we got a really bizarre case going on in Indiana. I'm not sure if you heard about this yet, but there's a guy on trial. I want to read these two columns here. The first one is from just 2 days ago. Man on trial for shooting intruder. A jury on Thursday, and this is coming from the Star Press, a Gannett company, which I guess what they own, USA Today, right, Lee?
Yeah, and about 99 other papers.
You know, these guys are the real deal when it comes to paper ownership, right?
They're the biggest in the world.
Okay. Portland, Indiana. A jury on Thursday will likely be asked to decide whether a Dunkirk man was justified in shooting a man he said broke into his garage. This guy, David McLaughlin, 32, is charged with criminal recklessness resulting in serious bodily injury. You know, this case, is a reminder, Lee, of what can happen when we have to fire a gun in self-defense.
Yeah. Every round that goes down range, there's a couple lawyers attached to it.
You better believe it, or at least a business card, right?
Yeah.
The prosecutor, again, going back to the column, told the six-member jury made up of three men and three women they would have to determine if McLaughlin was justified in shooting at this person who was running away down the alley. Now, according to the defense attorney, quoting, this happened in a matter of seconds. My client told him to freeze. He didn't shoot to kill. Gonzalez maintained McLaughlin was acting in defense of his family and property and had been the victim of earlier break-ins. You have to stop somewhere, the attorney said. People are tired of having their stuff taken. What had happened was his garage was broken into. The guy denied being the one broken into the garage, even though he was shot. He tried to claim his dog knocked a gun off of a nightstand, and that's what shot him. Of course, that didn't fly with the jury. So he was an intruder. He was clearly on the property breaking in. He was shot by the homeowner. Now, that was the column from 3 days ago. I want to read something for you today. Yesterday, actually. Indiana man convicted of felony after shooting intruder. Have you heard about this, Lee?
It's difficult to follow all of them. They're happening so frequently. It reminds me of the one out in California. Very similar. A guy shot a woman that had fled his residence.
Mm-hmm. California, though, you know, a little bit more understandable, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're operating behind the lines out there.
This is Indiana. Indiana, very gun-friendly state. Self-defense laws are pretty clear-cut in Indiana. According to the Star Press, defense attorney Jill Gonzalez said her client, alerted by an alarm to an early morning break-in at his detached garage, had no way of knowing if the intruder he encountered in his backyard was armed. This happened in a matter of seconds. And he goes, despite McLaughlin testifying in his own defense that he feared for his life, and despite the fact that Bailey testified that he did not commit the burglary, despite the fact that he was shot, the jury quickly returned a guilty verdict. A somber reminder of how a defensive gun use can go, even when the suspect survives the incident. Now, we'll have to look into this. I want to direct people to a great website. You've probably been there, Lee. Guns Save Lives.
I get it every morning. I get their email, 8 o'clock Eastern. It is a tremendous resource.
You get just about, well, you can't say everything, though, can you? Because not all of these incidents make the papers.
And that's the thing. It all comes down to an editor. And if it's pro-gun, sometimes you're not going to read about it.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. But GunSaveLives.net is covering this. I think it's important to remind people what happens when you fire that gun. As you said, there's a lawyer attached to just about every bullet that goes down range. And you have to expect that you can and likely will be charged. Of course, that depends on a lot of different circumstances.
And you can have the best firearms laws in the best state in the union, and it can all come down to a prosecutor and how they feel and what they want to do after they leave the prosecutor's office and whether or not they want a little bit of ink.
Zimmerman comes to mind.
Yeah.
The Zimmerman case comes to mind. It's frightening, but we give you this as a reminder. I want to look a little bit more into this. This just popped up at me today. I saw the email come across and finally was able to get to it. And I noticed the one email where he was on trial and then, boom, followed right by the conviction. So I went and read these back to back. But it is a sober reminder. It definitely is a sober reminder.
And with the conviction, there go the guns.
You know, and it's a felony.
Yep.
According to this, he's looking at, I think it's at 18 months. What am I going to say? Well, that's not a lot.
Yeah.
You do 18 months. You're not cooking steaks like they did in the movie Goodfellas or eating, you know, some fresh homemade gravy. No, you're going to prison. So it's an interesting case to follow. Now, we don't have enough time in this segment to go into it yet, but I have a copy, Lee, of an interview that you did about 7 minutes long that in the next segment I'm going to play in its entirety.
Wow.
The ranch owner.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. Set it up now, and then we'll take it to the break.
It's hard to me. It was incredibly difficult to report because nobody would believe me. I mean, Florida has great gun laws. We have great preemption laws. But yet we have a man struggling to start a range, not just a gun range, a shooting resort. Think gun site in southwest Florida. And after 2 years of some civil back and forth, he's subject to an order from a judge that prohibits him from shooting or hunting on his own 1,400 acres.
How many acres?
1,400. Not only can he not shoot, he can't hunt, he can't have friends over, only immediate family members. It boggles the mind.
1,400 acres.
And it's a beautiful piece of property. It's lousy with turkey and feral pig and deer. It's gorgeous. And he's ready to go. He could turn the key and open this place to the public tomorrow, but for this judge's order.
A judge's order.
Yeah, I mean, he was stripped of his First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, and definitely his 14th Amendment rights, the right to enjoy your property as you see fit.
Then let's read the First Amendment. The First Amendment, because he was deprived of Amendment Number 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
Yeah.
Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
And that's the part that the judge's order seems to have violated. He can't have friends over. He has no freedom of association.
On his own
cattle on there. He can't even have, technically, he can't even bring the vet in to treat his cattle.
Now, of course, we all know the Second Amendment. We hear that music means we're going to a break. When we come back, we're going to play the video. Amendment Number 2 has been violated. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Remember, he's got 1,400-plus acres. We come back. We don't have the time now. We'll read the 14th Amendment, and we'll play the video. Take a listen to this crazy stuff. Armed American Radio continues.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit concealedcarryexpo.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit usccainstructors.com.
We have a lot of really cool stuff to tell you about. Listen to that.
Feel the southern breezes and the southern winds.
Yeah. That Lee, welcome back. You know that band is named Driving and Crying. You know where they're from?
No.
They're from Atlanta. That's why they named the band Driving and Crying. If you've ever driven around Atlanta, you have shed a tear, pal. Trust me. I got to go to work today. It's going to take me 5 hours. I'm driving and crying.
Try Miami.
I've been there. It's bad in a lot of places, but I don't know. I guess you saw last year it got cold. And schools closed, and people got stuck on highways for 22 hours.
Yeah.
Anyway, a couple business items. Got to knock this out real quick. Next weekend, I will be at the Gander Mountain Academy in Minnesota. Gander Mountain Academy up there near Minneapolis. Come on out and meet us. Come on out and say hello. We're going to be the simulators. We'll get in the simulators with you. Great ammo prices. Tons of 22 will be there. Chris Julek and Gander Mountain staff does an amazing job. Come out and try the firearms before you buy on the live fire range. Jump in the simulators. I'll even get in the simulators with you, and we'll do some instruction and have a great time. It's a fantastic time, so come on up and shake our paw. That will be followed by a live Armed American Radio broadcast from the 1280 AM, the Patriot Studios. Back up there, just did the fair about 10, 12 days ago. Be back up there again next weekend. So come on out and say hello. We'll be doing a live radio show with Mitch Berg and the boys from the event. That's always a great time. The CCW Expo, Concealed Carry CCW Expo, make plans now. Head over to concealedcarryexpo.com, concealedcarryexpo.com, and make plans now. Great list of speakers. Sheriff David Clark will be there. John Lott will be there. I'll be there. Meet Tim Schmidt, the founder of the USCCA, and many, many, many others. We may even have Shonto come up for that one. I think that's a necessity because we are going to do the show live from the Concealed Carry Expo. And the Gun Rights Policy Conference is coming up September 26th, 27th, and 28th. I'll be at that in Chicago having a great time. It is free. Come up and meet Alan Gottlieb and that entire list of speakers I just mentioned, plus many, many more. The great Tom Gresham will be there and many, many more. So make arrangements. Visit saf.org and check all that out. Lee, I wish we could get you to some of those.
Love to go. It's my home turf, Minneapolis.
Cold up there, brother. Whew. And that's getting ready to come, too. So let's go. 14th Amendment, Section 1. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the U.S. and the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. Sean, do we have the time to run the interview in its entirety right now? Let's run it right now. Take a listen to Lee Williams interviewing the owner of the ranch right now. Go ahead.
Chris, tell me about Rocky Creek and what you hope to offer here.
Well, Rocky Creek is a 1,400-plus-or-minus ranch property that was established by my parents, Ray and Sarah Baden, back in 1997. And it was at that time going to be the achievement of a lifetime the dream of my dad to have his own place to go hunt and fish and just be a kid.
And you want to make that available to the public?
I do. Back in 2010, I began exploring ways that the next generations would be able to go forward, keeping the ranch in the family, and so looking at various business opportunities to leverage the assets that that Rocky Creek has been my mission for the last 4 years.
And you're looking at offering shooting and other sporting activities out here to the public?
While shooting and firearms classes and training are important to what we do because it's part of the fabric of the American ranch.
Sure.
We have other things that are of equal or possibly even greater interest to us that are mainstream and very family friendly.
Such as?
Canoeing expeditions based out of our fine lodging facilities, kayaking. We've got plans for an extreme adventure down through the Flatford Swamp by kayak to go to places that people have never seen before. So we're looking to launch that. Hosting business workshops and retreats at our destination with the Chamber of Commerce's participation is something that we also seek.
Now, I know you have a bunkhouse and a B&B up there. What other physical amenities do you offer?
Well, those are the two structures that were originally built back in early as 2000. And they were designed really with only the thought of being able to have large numbers of our family and friends out. And as time progressed, I realized that on a small scale, it would fit the mold for being a bed and breakfast type operation where we could provide the amenities for people that want to come and spend multiple days on site for whatever the outdoor activity is.
Okay. Now, we're not allowed to get any closer, are we? I'm not on your property, per se.
It's true. You can't enter the property. In fact, by a recent court order, I was forbidden from bringing any visitors or guests to the ranch that are not directly family members.
And this court order came about because a neighbor objected to the shooting that was going to be going on your property, and he filed suit about 2 years ago, correct?
The suit was filed in 2012.
Okay, and that's progressed slowly through civil court?
It has, and it's had its share of participants that have joined the calling to try to stop Rocky Creek from opening as a legitimate, permitted, and valuable member of the business community in Manatee County.
And at some point, the judge issued a order that was just a couple weeks ago, which is somewhat curious.
Yeah, we were alleged to have conducted business operations that violated, in the judge's words, the spirit of her injunction.
Okay, and what did her order specifically bar you from doing?
Well, there were three things that we left the courthouse that day feeling most troubled by. The first was forbidding the discharge of firearms at Rocky Creek Ranch for any purpose, commercial, personal, self-defense, land management. There was no specifics as to exceptions to that.
So this is your 1,400 acres. You own it in conjunction with your sisters.
I do. It's a family-owned property.
And you can't shoot on your property. You can't hunt on your property.
That's correct.
And that's for the judge's order.
That is correct.
You can't target shoot on your property.
I cannot.
What about self-defense?
Per her order, I'd be in violation of the injunction if I were to use a firearm for any purpose in which it would be discharged to protect persons or property.
You can't shoot on your own land.
That's correct.
And there was another provision in that order?
There was, that no hunting is to take place. And there was no exceptions stated as to whether it could be done with dogs, traps, bows and arrows, rocks and sticks. So hunting has now been taken off the table. And the fact is, it's a longstanding common practice for rangeland operators to be able to control the feral pig problem that we have.
So how is your feral pig problem?
Well, it's always been bad.
Shonto, stop that
worse.
Tape right now.
You're losing.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That a judge, Lee, would issue that order. We're getting ready to go to the break. We ran that right up to the break. What I want to do when we come back is turn the mic over to you and let you explain what's happening now going forward, starting with the fact that this judge said he couldn't even defend his life on his own property with a firearm on Armed American Radio right after this. Back with Lee Williams, the gun writer from the Herald Tribune in Sarasota.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed, to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. It's a pleasure to be with you right now, filling your prescription for freedom. The rest of the shows are talking about Obamacare and Joan Rivers and government debt and all that old stuff. We're talking about your right to keep and bear arms. And I'm a big Joan Rivers fan. Rest in peace, Joan. Let's go back to Lee Williams. Lee is the gun writer at the Herald Tribune in Sarasota, Florida. A man that you'll hear on this program more and more, I can assure you, as time goes by. Lee, you do great work, and this was a great interview. And the reason this stood out to me in its entirety was the fact that here's a guy with 1,400 acres that's been told by a judge, take it away.
Plenty of room to do whatever he wants out there. Well, it's a beautiful range facility, and Chris Baden applied for his permits in 2012 and his operating permits with the county, with Manatee County, which is in southwest Florida. And Manatee County, you know, is very pro-business, and he was told, go ahead, and you can operate without the permits as long as you're working toward compliance. Well, he had a couple of tactical groups come in, a couple of nationally known tactical groups, great instructors, and they brought some people out there, and they did some shooting. And one of his neighbors filed suit. The neighbor is one of our attorney general's former husbands. He said there were bullets flying across his property and he was in danger, so he filed suit. And then Chris's two sisters joined the suit against their brother, and it went through civil court for about 2 years, and the judge laid down an order saying he could not do anything commercial out there, couldn't do anything commercial until everything was resolved. Well, he tried to host a fundraiser for the Manatee County Young Republicans. It was going to be called Bullets and Burgers. They're going to come out and get some free gun safety training. He wasn't going to charge anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't consider that business. He considered that speech pure political speech. The judge disagreed, and she slapped down her injunction, her order, July 31st, barring him from firing guns, hunting, or having anybody else on the property.
And what can you tell us about the judge? Do you know anything about her background, where she comes from, her political persuasion?
This is not the first time her decisions have raised eyebrows. In 2012, when our state attorney was running for election, she got involved in the race. She sent him an email and sent an email to her friend, and then had the friend deliver the email somewhat surreptitiously to the state attorney candidate, saying how she supported him and she would hook him up with fundraisers and hook him up with supporters. Well, Florida ethics rules for judges is crystal clear. They can't get involved in a race and they can't fundraise. And she got caught and she got outed, and immediately seven defense attorneys asked her to recuse herself from their cases because she was showing this bias toward prosecution. Well, she hasn't heard a criminal case since then, so she's only been involved in civil stuff. I don't think she could ethically, or I don't know if they're going to allow her to handle another criminal case. I don't know. I'd love to talk to her. She's not returning my calls. Called her again on Friday. She's not going to talk. The chief judge for the judicial district, he's not talking. So we don't know where her head's at on all this.
You know, that says a lot, too, doesn't it? That judges can come out there and slap down injunctions on law-abiding people and tell them what they can and can't do on their own property, 1,400-plus acres, I might add. Yet they won't talk to you or tell you a damn thing of what's going on. And that should anger everybody across this country, because we're seeing it in every jurisdiction in this nation. And guess what? It's mainly liberal judges.
I don't know what her political leanings are, but I know she kind of punted on this one. When I talk to people about this and I tell them what she did and try to get comments out of them, it's to a person I get one reply. Well, she can't do that. And it's created some really strange bedfellows. I mean, Marion Hammer, the executive director of Unified Sportsmen of Florida and past president of National NRA, gave one of the best quotes, and I'm going to read it. Personally, it seems to me that the judge was going for a record to see how many constitutional rights she could violate in one order, Marion said. And followed right by the Florida ACLU, they also took issue with the fact that, you know, Chris Baden should have the right to associate with whoever he wants to on his property, as long as he's not doing anything illegal. And ACLU considers this prior restraint, you know, something that I deal with occasionally as a journalist, because the judge prohibited an individual from associating with others. So it's on both sides of the political spectrum, people are kind of questioning her decision.
Well, listen, that means a lot. As reprehensible as it is, the KKK can burn flags on their own property or crosses on their own property. This guy is being told by a judge he can't fire in self-defense on his own property.
And there's a lot of collateral damage, too. The guys that are going to work out there, I talked to the gunsmith, the armor that's going to be out there. You know, they took a leap of faith with the ranch, with Rocky Creek, that it's going to get up and running. And I guess they're still leaping right now because, you know, it's a pretty neat facility. If you go to our website, you'll see some of the pictures that are from the ranch out there, and it's a heck of a facility. I think it could compete nationally with some of the bigger, better known ones like Gunsight and the other ones.
Mm-hmm. It'd be great to have that down in Florida, get a little bit hot in the summertime, no different than Arizona, you know,
yeah,
in the summertime. Now, look, just to let people know where this is, we're talking about Manatee County, Florida, which is south of Hillsborough County, Florida, north of Sarasota, the Bradenton area, in a very beautiful area. I'm going to assume that this is east of 75.
It is.
Interstate 75.
It's a little hump from the interstate, and as you would want your 1,400-acre gun ranch to be, mm-hmm. you don't want it right next to town. But it's a beautiful piece of property, a lot of water, a lot of creeks, and you're out in the middle of nowhere. He's got some berms set up now that, well, if he ever gets going, they're perfect for tactical shooters. You can go out there, and there's a 270-degree berm that you can take a team out and actually do some pretty decent training. Most of the other range facilities around here are, you know, stand there behind a shooting position and fire rounds down range. His facility, you could actually get out and move and shoot and move.
Yeah, you can do that on 1,400-plus acres, no question about it. Well, we wish him the best. Maybe you can get him on the show. I generally, Sean, don't like to bring people on who are involved in current cases. I don't know. He spoke to you. Do you think he'd have a problem coming on the show and talking with us at some point?
I do not. I'm sure he'd be happy to.
Yeah, we'd like to get him some attention. These cases matter. These cases matter. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter if you live in Idaho. It doesn't matter if you live in Nebraska. It doesn't matter if you live in Texas or California. These cases matter to every single one of us.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea. This needs to be exposed, and we need to hear from him, you know, what's going on, the latest and everything.
I agree. Well,
yeah, and that's the hard part for me to believe is that it's here in Florida. You'd expect this type of judicial actions in another state, but not here in Florida.
I bet that judge has the support of Grady Judd. Did I say that? I'm sorry. I apologize. Sometimes it just gets the best of me. Things just pop out. I support the Second Amendment, but not that. And not that. And not that, but I support the Second Amendment. Yeah, we've heard enough of that going around. We got enough of that going around. Lee, let's move over to, I was unable to get for us, I really wanted to have B.B. Noyce, who runs a machine gun shooting range, a tourist machine gun shooting range out in Vegas, on the program with us to talk with us from an owner's standpoint about the little girl that did horrible tragedy out in the Arizona shooting range outside of Vegas.
Unbelievable.
That's awful. It's so hard to even comprehend. And I read some statements from the family today, and I hope people are leaving them alone. It's terrible. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a tragedy all the way around. I mean, the minute he handed her the mini Uzi, it just set in motion this horrible, horrible series of events. I think personally that NRA or National Shooting Sports Foundation should step up and compose some voluntary standards for these machine gun rental places, you know, just some best practices, so that most of the ranges that rent them, I'm sure, are incredibly well-maintained and well-run and well-structured, and they got good range safety personnel.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as an industry, we need to police ourselves, because there's already talk. There's a lawmaker out in Arizona, Victoria Steele, who's already contemplating banning the use of what she considers transferring a machine gun.
Yeah, ban. That's all these people who aren't in the know. When we come back, we'll further that discussion. And I want to get your opinion on the Kroger situation and the Bloomberg money campaign against guns. We'll be back.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit TacticalHolsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome back. Matthew Mason last week won the holster combination with the belt. And boy, I'll tell you what, he was excited. How can I get a hold of everybody? What do I need to do? Boom. And we hooked him up and His package is on his way to him now. So congratulations again to Matthew. We'll let you know. You can visit us at Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio and stay up with us. And the just tens of thousands of you who have joined with us over at Facebook and the over 1.4 million fans of you at our great sponsor, the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. Lee Williams, last segment of this hour, let's get to it quickly. You wrote a fantastic piece, Uzi's Children and Common Sense, that ran back on August 29th.
Thank you.
A couple things here about this. Very heartfelt piece. I mean, I could feel it when I read it. As a writer myself, I read that, and there's no question. This came, I mean, this was right on your sleeve, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was not a fun piece to write, obviously. Man's life was lost, a young girl and her family, their lives are forever changed. I can't imagine the horror that she must have gone through. But what I wrote is that I don't see this as a gun issue. We don't need any more regulation. There's no gun group that has backed this. There's no Second Amendment implications. We just need some best practices and a lot of prayers for those involved, and we should move on. I mean, these gun rentals are a big business, and they should be. I'd never had them when I was a child, or I probably would have spent thousands of dollars.
Be glad you didn't. I've been to a couple, and they are a blast. I mean, I've got video of me with the Thompson sub, and I'll tell you, it's beautiful. Oof, it's fun.
Yeah, I question the gun that was chosen for that child. I don't like shooting open bolt sub guns. They're difficult for me to control. I think there were tons of other options out there. I don't want to second guess the guy. I wasn't there. It's just, I think as an industry, we need to self-police and then move on.
You're right about that. It's a great point. It's well articulated. I got to say this. I would never have put the Thompson in my daughter's hand. Now, of course, that's a very heavy firearm.
Yeah.
The SBR, the fully auto version of that TM1 is a very heavy firearm. And I say I wouldn't have put that in, and I'm not talking necessarily about that gun. I'm talking about the fully automatic weapon. The Uzi, I have fired the Uzi. It's a very difficult gun to control for an adult because of its size and its weight.
That's why nobody uses them anymore other than a couple very high-speed units in the Israeli Defense Forces. Really nobody's using submachine guns, period, other than some UMPs and MP5s. The M4 has replaced all of them. But for somebody inexperienced, it's extremely difficult to control. It took me a long time, even with a closed bolt gun like an MP5, mm-hmm. to learn how to shoot that accurately on full auto.
But it is fun. It is fun. You know, you had a comment in here from a gentleman by the name of Chris back on September 30. He says, David, well, where do I start? I guess he was referring to one of your other commenters. The NRA has established common sense standards. Ever hear of the NRA rules of gun safety? Clearly, several of these were not followed, leading to this tragedy. Thanks to, and this is a great point, we have to throw this out, thanks to New Jersey's draconian gun laws, this, of course, being where the family is from, exposure to guns is very low, causing gross ignorance when it comes to handling guns, thus helping lead to this tragedy. The instructor should have taken this into consideration as well. That's a great statement, and there's a lot of truth to that, isn't there?
Anytime anything is verboten or off limits, of course there's the wow factor. Oh my God, we're in a free state where guns are legal. Let's shoot an Uzi. Let's shoot an M60. Let's shoot a Ma Deuce.
I got to tell you too that there have been this range operated. I don't know anything about the range, but I know that they have operated for well over a dozen or 14 years with zero incidents.
Exactly.
Okay, so this has to be pointed out. This is not common. Now, the anti-gunners will jump all over us, as they have been. That's what they do. It's their MO. They exploit tragedy for their own political ends. But this continues. Your comment about politician involvement tells me you'd prefer the government regulate every aspect of life. This is a tragedy, no doubt, and could have been prevented if the instructor. Now, Rob Pincus was on the show last week to take issue with him being called an instructor. He was really a range safety officer. We can argue about that later. A big difference. Was sufficiently experienced, but I think that's not the case. Personally, as a father, I would have insisted on being on the line as well. Another great point. But I bet I'm more experienced at safe gun handling than either of her parents. Yet again, this writer makes some great points.
Yeah, I'm reasonably certain this young 9-year-old didn't want to shoot a mini Uzi. And was probably pushed into it by her parents. I don't know too many little girls whose dream is to shoot a mini Uzi.
I have an 11-year-old girl, smaller in stature than the 9-year-old. And bless her heart, I would have never done it.
No.
So, again, I caught a little flack from Rob for saying I didn't want a second guess, or Monday morning quarterback was my terminology from last week. What happened? He says, man, we wrote a book together, Monday morning quarterbacking, Lessons from Unarmed America, where we go through, I write the stories of true events of self-defense. And Rob comes in and arguably a very difficult job to do, and does Monday morning quarterback and reviews the incident and lets listeners, or I'm sorry, in this case, readers know what they did, what they could have done, what they should have done, maybe what they shouldn't have done, and use it as a teaching moment, hence the name of the book, Lessons from Unarmed America. So in a sense, we do have to Monday morning quarterback. This was a terrible confluence of events that was avoidable.
Completely avoidable.
Wow. Okay. We'll leave it at that. What else do you have coming up? We're going to get ready to close this segment out. First, I'll thank you in advance for jumping on the air with us, and I hope you'll take up many more invitations in the future. It's always fun to have you here.
It would be my honor, and I look forward to them.
looking forward to the fair with you coming up. And I will tell you this, I'll give you a sneak peek. Got a lot of live shows to do coming up from remote locations over the course of the next month. I will be in Arizona in mid-October. When I get back from Arizona, going to head down to Tampa and do a broadcast from our great affiliate down there, WGUL. And I hope you'll join me in the studio. I'll let you know some more dates.
I will be there.
All right, what else is cooking with you? Give people where they can find you, where they can read your stuff, the Herald Tribune, and everything they need to know about the gun writer, Lee Williams.
You can get me easiest at thegunwriter.com, thegunwriter.com, or go to heraldtribune.com and scroll down till you see my face with an AK barrel, and then you click on the blog.
It's very cool. What he just said, scroll down till you see my face. With the AK barrel.
Definitely a face made for radio. I'm also on Twitter and Facebook.
Hey, we tease ourselves with that in radio. Hey, look at you. You're the guy with that black and white picture there with the sunglasses on. I know you. Shanto, you have a face for radio. You've never met Sean. We'll introduce you to Sean sometime. Talk about a face for radio.
Shanto's got a filmmaker.
That's why he's a maker. That's why he sits on the other side of the camera. It's tough being on the camera, no question about it. Lee, I want to thank you for jumping in with us here. I'm looking forward to having you on the program in the very near future. And next week, Sean, when is it? My dates are all messed up with those travel plans.
Next Saturday.
Next weekend is the CCW Expo in Minneapolis, Lakeville, Minnesota, actually, just outside Minneapolis. That's going to be an awful lot of fun. Come by and see us. The following weekend is Orlando at Lake Mary at the Gander Mountain Academy in Lake Mary. Make sure you stop by that one as well. Armed American Radio will continue after this. It's a good one. Lee, thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk soon. The Alan Corwin Experience is coming up. This is my favorite guest of all time. He is the only man I name a segment of his appearance after. And believe me, it's an experience. The wit and wisdom coming up in the next hour. Alan Corwin will be here. And Alan would agree with me when I tell you this. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. Armed American Radio continues with the Alan Corwin Experience right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3 3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.